many of the details of the Christmas story are simply just story. That is, that they are not grounded in the facts of the text. Some of them are speculative and therefore somewhat innocuous. Others are not speculative. They are based on misunderstandings that have, and an accretion of misunderstandings over the years, and I think have seriously altered our visual characterization or understanding or perspective of that first Christmas period. And then I don't just mean that Christmas morning, but I mean the things leading up to it. For example, you may not be aware that the biblical record says nothing of a donkey. Now, it doesn't mean there wasn't a donkey that Mary was riding on, but it doesn't say that. It wouldn't be unusual for her to have a donkey, and some of you are thinking, well, she was just about to give birth, but of course the text doesn't say that either. It says she was with child. She certainly was pregnant. But the characterization that, here is Joseph and Mary arriving in Bethlehem just as she's in the midst of labor pains. And then, of course, this kind of modern mythology about the birth of Jesus, that he was, that there was no room for them in the inn, and they go from inn to inn, and they are turned away, and different films characterize it differently. But finally, a kindly innkeeper, since the others were not kind and would just disregard this woman in labor, a kindly innkeeper says, well, look at all I got is this shed out back or this cave out back. You can give birth there. But the cave tradition didn't pop up in Christianity until about the 3rd century, as I understand it. The record itself says that there was no room in the kataluma. The kataluma is the upper room. It's the guest room. It's not the inn. I actually don't know where this mistranslation came from. But think of it. Bethlehem was an itty-bitty town. It wasn't like Las Vegas where you come in and there are hotels everywhere. There weren't inns in most towns except for the very largest, and maybe Jerusalem. But in Bethlehem, there wouldn't be any inn. It was too small of a town. And the common practice then was to stay with people who lived there. Now notice everybody during this time is moving around. They're dropping in on relatives because they're going back to their home of their ancestry. The family of David goes back to David's home, which is Bethlehem. So there are relatives that live in this town, and the relatives would take these travelers in who were their kin. But of course, there's going to be a lot of those relatives and travelers, and therefore the homes of those who do live in Bethlehem are going to fill up quickly. So if Mary and Joseph get to their relatives' home late, there is not going to be any room in the kataluma, the upper room, the guest room. The guest room will be filled. So where are they going to go? They're going to have to stay on the lower level, where guests wouldn't normally stay because that's where the animals are. And on the lower level, the animals were in actually even a lower level still, a sunken area where the animals were, so they couldn't get up a couple of steps to where the people were. But the mangers, that is the feeding troughs, were on the floor level of the bottom level, so that those animals on the ground level could lift their heads and eat in the mangers. So if you're staying on the floor level with the animals on the bottom level, you are in the company of the animals, but they are actually secluded because they can't get up the little stairs to where you're at, but the manger's right there, and the baby then is placed in the manger. So all of this stuff about no room at the inn and people banging on the doors and harsh people, and finally somebody who's got a little compassion sends Mary, who is in the process of giving birth, out to a shed or to a cave. This is nowhere to be found in the text. It just simply says when Mary's time was full, then she gave birth to the child. She laid the child in the manger because there was no room in the kataluma. I know this hurts to be disabused of this traditional way of looking at it, but I actually think it's much better if we stick with the historical account.